The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Wednesday, the first full day, really, of the Mackinac Policy Conference, you wonder, well, what are they talking about up there? Why are they talking about it? A lot of it stems from the research done by the Nonpartisan Citizens Research Council of Michigan, Eric Lufer, president and CEO of that organization. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
You're always looking into what some of the public policy issues are facing Michigan. There's a bunch of them right now, aren't there?
We're never short of topics to address. They just keep coming and coming. Guarantees lifetime employment.
Yeah, I guess so. One of the things that I enjoy asking people, especially early on in the conference, is what do you think the big story is going to be up here? What do you think people are going to be talking about? And I haven't gotten the same consistent answer yet. What do you think?
I think the topic this year is uncertainty. Yeah. It's the uncertainty of the economy, partly driven by what's coming out of D.C. It's driven by changing state budget, again, driven by the economy, driven by mandates being handed down from D.C. It's uncertainty on road funding and where are we going to find the money, how are we going to use the money. There's just a lot of uncertainty in this day and age.
And from uncertainty eventually comes certainty, but we don't know when. I mean, I feel like this uncertainty is going to be kind of hanging around us for a while.
It is. The legislature doesn't seem in a hurry to address the budget, which isn't necessarily a good thing if you're a school administrator or a county commissioner trying to figure out what your budget's going to look like. But at the same time, the longer they wait, the more things settle, the dust settles, and maybe they understand what the playing field looks like a little bit better.
Do you feel like road funding is an issue we might finally see some progress in Michigan?
You know, I've been doing this 37 years, and we've been talking about it since before I started. If I were a betting man, no, I wouldn't be betting on it. But we can't keep kicking that can down the road, to pardon the metaphor. We have real needs to get the roads fixed, and yes, we need to come up with more money, but we also need to change the way we distribute the state money to get it to the roads truly in need.
That's been a big issue. I hear people talk about how the interstate highways are constantly getting makeovers, and yet the road that I have to take to get to the grocery store every day has all these cracks and bumps and potholes in it.
Well, we have a system that's driven by politics, that's driven by 1950s ways of measuring what road needs look like, based on the centerline miles of roads as opposed to lane miles, not at all driven by the amount of traffic on them, anything else. So the state has borrowed heavily to try to fix those roads, and that's important. I drive on those interstates a lot, and I want them to be smooth and functioning. But at the same time, we have a lot of legitimate needs at the city and county level, and we're not getting those resources to where they need to be there.
Is this an issue unique to Michigan, or are other states trying to figure out how to fix their roads too? And if it's unique to Michigan, why?
So we did our report, we published it a few months ago, and one of the major findings of it are there are states that are funding at about the same level or at slightly lesser levels that have better quality of roads. So I don't think it's necessarily something unique to Michigan, that other states are going through. Certainly there are some others. I would not contest that there's others, but we could look at Ohio and Indiana who are coming up with less money, however you normalize it for the size of the state, and yet their roads are much better as they report them.
I guess, you always hear about, we need more money, and that's fine, but it's what you do with that money that's important, isn't it?
Right. The Citizens Research Council is driven by the mantra of economical, efficient use of our money. Mm-hmm. And so, what we do with that money is really important. How we distribute it, we laid out a number of metrics that could be used, and we're going to see a bill introduced sometime soon that's going to take up those metrics and try to push them through. There's a lot of politics going on in Lansing, and I'm not really helpful that we're going to get anything fixed, but we got to have the conversation and we got to keep moving the ball forward.
I know one of the areas you've been working on is local governments and regions of government and how they function and address some of the major issues that I think a lot of times they're waiting for the federal government or the state government to intercede, and sometimes there are problems that really need to be taken care of at the local level, like climate change, water infrastructure. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Local government is the government closest to us, but that we usually know the least about.
Very
right?
True.
We pay a whole lot of attention to what's going on in D.C. and a lesser extent, but more than at the local level, at what goes on in Lansing. But what happens in your township government, your city government, really affects you more than anything. And we see our local governments all throughout Michigan trying to provide the services to provide the quality of life with schools, with parks, with garbage collection, police and fire, public safety. And we think we have a broken system of funding those local governments right now. It's heavily dependent on the property tax, and it's just grown out of control, even though we have limitations on it. We're limiting the growth of the tax base, and local governments are responding by increasing the rates. And it's a dynamic that can't go on. It's not sustainable. So we need to figure out how we're going to keep these local governments sustainable going forward and ultimately decide what services do we really need to have and what's the best method of funding them.
Are there too many local governments in Michigan?
There are too many local units of government in Michigan.
Yeah.
But when we've done the work to try to model out what consolidated governments look like, could you put a city and its surrounding township together? The people have voted no. They like to have the government that they grow up in.
Sure.
Even though we can demonstrate it that it's less efficient and less economical, it ends up costing them more out of their pocket. So at the same time people complain about taxes, they vote to keep an inefficient system. If we're going to compete, we need to consolidate our local governments. But again, I've been doing this for a long time, and there just isn't the appetite. Leadership from the state level would be very helpful on that.
There was talk a couple of years ago, one of the big stories that emerged from here was our population decline. Not that it just suddenly occurred to us 2 years ago. It's been decades long that we've seen our population shrinking here in Michigan. I know that's something that you've looked into as well, haven't you?
Yeah, our report 2 years ago was really driving that, what we called our Michigan's Path to a Prosperous Future, identifying the fact that we haven't grown as a state since 1970. As long as I've lived here, I've been able to say I lived in a state of 10 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of something easy to remember, but it's sort of striking. For 50 years, we're not growing. So now we hear census numbers that we've gained 60,000 people, and we're celebrating that. But 60 million people on a base of 10 million is rounding error.
Yeah.
So we need to figure this out. We need to get the state moving. But at the same time, we have that discussion, the partisanship, the anchor from Republicans and Democrats. Nobody's willing to move on any of the real things that are going to make a difference. And I suspect from the business community, they just watch that and say, I'd rather be someplace where there's certainty, where you know that the government's going to work, and you might feel more comfortable in a Republican state or a Democrat state, but there's certainty and you can go forward. The business leaders for Michigan a few years ago called it the Michigan 180. We'll elect a Republican governor and we'll do that for 8 years, and then we'll elect a Democrat and we'll just turn around and march the opposite direction, undoing the policies that have been done, and 8 years later we'll change direction again, like the soldier protecting the tomb of the unknown, just back and forth and back and forth, and none of it moving forward, just undoing what we've done 8 years before.
And that seems to be where we're stuck, and I don't see how we get unstuck from there. Do you?
Well, it requires real leadership. I don't want to besmirch the good people that are running and trying to do their best, but politics is getting in the way, and we need to move beyond politics and get to real action.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice, right?
Absolutely. Interesting.
Get out my fairy dust.
Yeah, exactly. Is there any area of public policy or government that you're hopeful for, that you see maybe we're going to finally make progress on X, Y, or Z here in Michigan?
Yeah. So we're doing a lot of work in the city of Detroit, and there's a lot of momentum 10 years now removed from bankruptcy, that they're finally starting to figure some things out, and there's positive momentum. People are interested, businesses are interested in being in the city, and that's a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. We need our biggest city in the state to prosper. But at the same time, they've torn down so many houses coming out of the foreclosure crisis.
Sure.
Now people interested in being in the city don't have a place to live.
Yeah.
So there's good news, but still challenges in the way of that good news.
It's a big city and much bigger than it needs to be. And what do you do with all that real estate that just sits there?
That's the magic question. I wish I had the answer to that.
I guess that's the interesting thing and the frustrating thing about what you do is you do all this research and it's like problem. And hopefully these people around us can come up with solutions this week.
Well, we're trying to come up with solutions and then try to get their attention on what good looks like.
Yeah.
But they a lot of times are just driven by their talking points that's being handed down from the party leadership somewhere in some other state. And they don't really understand or care about the needs of Michigan. So we have good people running for office, and we shouldn't bemoan the fact that they're trying to make the state a better place. Few other people are willing to step up, and you know they'll just go about their daily lives. So to have people willing to run for office and put their reputation on the line is something that we should reward. But we just need to make some changes so that partisanship can't play as big a role, and remove some of the ways they get rewarded for being so partisan.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, always good talking to you. I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks you for having me, and enjoy the conference this week.
You as well. President and CEO of the Nonpartisan Citizens Research Council of Michigan, Eric Lufer, with us at the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island at the Grand Hotel on 1380 WPHM.